Mark Wright? The lady behind the airline counter asked.
That's me,
Bubba said. It still sounded weird to hear someone call him by his given name. He'd gotten his nickname after completing Bud's training and eating an entire bucket of shrimp by himself at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And ever since, no one had called him Mark. Great, the woman said. Your chartered float plane should be ready to board in about 20 minutes. If you'll just wait over there with the other passenger, we'll call you when we're ready. Looking over at where she was pointing, Bubba saw a woman sitting on a nearby chair. She had a book in her lap and wasn't paying attention to anything other than the words on the page in front of her. She seemed like an island of calm after the very busy main terminal in Anchorage. Bubba picked up his duffel bag and headed over to where the airline employee had indicated. They were in the part of the terminal that housed the private planes and charters. His father's lawyer, Kenneth Eklund, had sent him the details of the flight. It had been arranged by his assistant on the direction of the lawyer. He was on his way home to Juneau, Alaska, because his pop had unexpectedly passed away. Feeling another wave of sadness threaten to overwhelm him, Bubba concentrated on the woman instead. She looked familiar, but he couldn't put his finger on how he knew her. Standing in front of her, he waited for her to look up, to acknowledge him. When she continued to read instead, Bubba mentally snorted. How conceited was he, standing in front of her like she was a serf who should be acknowledging her master?
Hi,
he said. She startled so badly, Bubba immediately felt bad for scaring her. Oh, she said, looking up at him. I didn't see you walk up. That much was obvious.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I guess we're on the same flight to Juneau.
She blinked. Oh, Mark, hi. I didn't know it would be you sharing the flight with me. I'm so sorry about your dad. It was Bubba's turn to be surprised now.
Do I know you?
She smiled a little self-deprecatingly. Yeah, I'm Zoe Knight. We knew each other in high school. And so it began. One of the things Bubba disliked the most about his hometown was how everyone knew everyone. Juneau wasn't exactly small, but it felt like it most of the time, probably because it was landlocked. There were no roads in or out of the city. It was only accessible by plane or ship. There were also no secrets in Juneau. It had driven him crazy when he'd hang out with his buddies in high school, and by the time he got home, his dad already knew where he'd been, who he'd been with, and what they'd been doing. He wasn't a bad kid back then, but just once he'd wished he could get away with drinking a beer and not getting the third degree when he got home. For a second, Bubba couldn't place Zoe's name. It sounded familiar, but he was having trouble remembering her from high school. She put him out of his misery. I went out with Malcolm a couple times our senior year. It finally clicked, and Bubba studied the young woman in front of him with renewed interest. He remembered her now. She'd certainly filled out in all the right places since high school. Back then, she'd been super skinny and shy. He estimated she was about half a foot shorter than he was, and he couldn't help but let his eyes wander over the curves she definitely didn't have in high school. Yeah, Zoe Knight had changed a lot, and for the better, as far as he was concerned.